This is the Texas Standard. I'm David Brown. President Trump took office a year ago, promising not just a wall, but a ramp up of border security. So what's actually changed along the border? Well, certainly many more accounts of a tougher physical show of force by the Border Patrol. We've seen a jump in raids and deportations, fewer attempted illegal crossings, but perhaps something else too. Under federal law, the U.S. can't turn away migrants who express a fear of persecution. They're legally entitled to a screening interview to see if they qualify for asylum. But as Mallory Falk reports, new data from the Hope Border Institute and the Borderland Immigration Council suggests some little-discussed trends.
The report looks at asylum seekers in El Paso and southern New Mexico. These are migrants who turned themselves in at the border after fleeing violence and hunger in their home countries. Dylan Corbett is with the Hope Border Institute, one of the El Paso-based groups behind the report.
What were abuses in other presidential administrations? Prolonged detention, the separation of children from fathers and mothers at the border, the detention of pregnant women, the detention of journalists fleeing state-sanctioned violence. All these things have become just instruments in the toolbox of the Trump administration to trample on the human dignity of migrants and asylum seekers at the border.
His team, along with the Borderland Immigration Council, studied nearly 300 immigration cases, surveyed local legal advocates, and sat in on immigration court. Corbett says he found case after case of migrants facing serious obstacles when seeking asylum. Some were intimidated by border agents or improperly interviewed. Others were detained without access to legal services or medical care. Some were told Mexicans don't qualify for asylum in the U.S., even though that's not true. In one case, a woman was separated from her 12-year-old daughter at the border. They were sent to different detention facilities nearly 1,000 miles apart. The woman chose to withdraw her asylum case so she could reunite with her child. Linda Rivas is the executive director of Las Americas Immigrant Advocacy Center. She says asylum seekers increasingly face this kind of choice.
Do I remain here, robbed of my dignity in prolonged detention, or do I go back to possibly die? And that is something that our clients are asking themselves on a daily basis.
None of the practices outlined in the report are new, but researcher Camilo Perez Bustillo, who helped write the report, says they're happening much more frequently.
Many of the patterns we identify here were present before the Trump administration, but the key thing is that they've intensified and deepened since then. More isolated instances of abuse have become generalized practices.
And even if asylum seekers make it through detention and manage to get legal counsel, their odds of winning refuge are slim. Even before Trump took office, El Paso had, and still has, one of the highest asylum denial rates in the country. In 2016, between 94 and 99% of applications in the region were denied. In El Paso, I'm Mallory Falk for the Texas Standard.